Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Killebrew scores. Rojas moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Pete Broberg now pitching. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy takes first base on ball four. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rojas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford is hit by the pitch. Cowens moves to third. Healy moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Healy. The throw from Porter and he is out, Sheldon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Wolford reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens is hit by the pitch. Rojas moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Healy hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive towards the mound. Leonard catches it and throws to first to double up Porter. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing shortstop. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Babakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Champion now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Champion's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Royals. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Hank Aaron. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Bill Champion now pitching. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Babakwa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheldon moves to second. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Austin now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Gary Martz pinch hits for John Mayberry. Gary Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money throws to second for one, and Sheldon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Brett scores. Martz moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-1, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Martz now playing left field. Tony Solaten now playing first base. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Martz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Rick Austin. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.